It's not until I've been walking for an hour or so that I realize the boy at the mini-mart could have called the police on me for shoplifting as I went out the door. It could have been a setup. It wasn't, but it could have been. I was lucky this time, I guess. Still, I can't rely on luck. I have to be smarter from now on. I have to think from every angle. I make myself walk purposefully, not too fast, not too slow. But then my mind wanders and my pace quickens. I keep thinking about last Friday when Monsieur Bellamy rushed to the orphanage.
Radley! He cried, breathless. Radley, someone has assassinated your president!
Usually I laughed at the ridiculous rumors that masqueraded as news from the US, but this wasn't funny. Monsieur Bellamy paced, agitated.
There have been arrests, many arrests.
I thought about my mother's last card and her comment about having claws and knowing how to use them. Running to my room, I retrieved my cell phone to call my parents to make certain they were all right. But my cell phone was dead then, too, and there was no power at the orphanage to recharge it. Monsieur Bellamy said it didn't matter. Phone lines to the US were down anyway. All I could think of was my parents. What was happening to my parents? I realize I'm walking too fast, calling attention to myself. Slow down, Radley, I whisper. I'm surprised by the small amount of traffic for a city as big as Manchester. I've passed several storefronts, but most look dark. Coming through a residential area, I hear a dog bark occasionally, but there is a general unnerving quiet. I see very few people. When I do pass someone, we avoid making eye contact. In Bedford, I follow a small trail into a clump of trees and spit out the piece of gum I've been chomping since leaving the mini-mart hours and hours ago. A searing pain hammers in my right temple. I sit and rest and study the map. I'm hoping to see some way of reaching home sooner, but the guy at the mini-mart was right. They're really